Officer down. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Huntsville, Alabama police officer Garrett Crumby shot and killed late yesterday responding to a 911 call from a shooting victim when he and another officer were ambushed. Huntsville's mayor, Tommy Battle.
There aren't words. Words to express our sorrow, words to express our support for our law enforcement officers who sit here and protect the city of Huntsville day in and day out.
The second officer, Albert Moran, is reported to be in critical condition. A 25-year-old man has been charged with murder. 12 and a half weeks into the year, 10 officers have been shot and killed. After the release of their body cam video, there is widespread praise for the Nashville police officers who confronted and shot the suspect in Monday's school shooting.
Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake says the shooter, Audrey Hale, legally bought 7 firearms. 3 were used in the Monday attack. He says Hale's parents thought there was only one gun, which was sold as Hale dealt with mental issues. In fact,
she had been hiding several weapons within the house.
Police said their investigation leads to the belief the church school, not individuals inside, was the target of Hale's attack. A specific motive has still not been determined, but Chief Drake says a manifesto indicates there may have been other locations targeted beyond the school.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Nashville is planning a citywide candlelight vigil for the victims this evening. Visiting a semiconductor manufacturing plant in North Carolina yesterday, President Biden again called for more gun control.
As a nation, we owe these families more than our prayers. We owe them action. You know, we have to do more to stop this gun violence, ripping communities apart, ripping apart the soul of this nation.
President claimed guns are the number one killer of children in the country, but Centers for Disease Control data says automobile accidents are. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House and congressional Republicans remain at an impasse over the debt ceiling.
If President Biden wants Republicans to help raise the debt limit, they say he's going to need to consider making spending cuts. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is accusing the president of holding a, quote, extreme position of refusing to negotiate any meaningful changes to out-of-control government spending. But the president told McCarthy in a letter Tuesday he's willing to negotiate when Republicans offer up their own budget plan.
We're putting our economy in jeopardy by threatening to refuse to pay America's bills.
Without a deal, debt default could happen sometime this summer. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
President Biden told reporters yesterday the banking crisis is not over yet, despite his administration's assurances last week that the country's banking system was safe and secure. Yesterday, federal banking regulators were grilled in a congressional hearing about recent bank failures.
Reps for the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and the Federal Reserve testifying before the Senate Banking Committee on the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank.
These bank executives face less accountability than a cashier who miscounts the cashier's box.
Chairman Senator Sherrod Brown.
That's why I'll be introducing legislation to strengthen regulators' ability to impose fines and penalties, to claw back bonuses, to ban executives who cause bank failures from ever working in another bank.
GOP ranking member Tim Scott accusing banks of negligence, regulators defending decisions, saying banks are safe and vowing to continue monitoring conditions. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Washington, D.C. officials have been called to testify to a House panel today for what lawmakers describe as an overdue oversight hearing of the city. Republicans say crime in the District of Columbia is out of control. A member of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul's staff was brutally stabbed over the weekend. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.